You know, you were the first woman governor of Rhode Island, and you've spearheaded a lot of really, you know, polarizing things in Rhode Island. So we're asking, you know, how do you think you relate to Hillary Clinton?
I think I relate to Hillary Clinton insofar as, you know, I certainly admire her, you know, and I do share many of her values, you know, a commitment to our children, a commitment to making college affordable, a commitment to first-class education. And certainly as a woman, I relate to her. You know, being a woman in public life, I often look at her and admire her resilience. And I just give her a lot of credit for hanging in there because it's incredibly difficult. People are out to tear her down, and she sticks with it because she knows it's bigger than her. This isn't about her. This is about serving the country, and I just admire that, and I relate to that. I mean, that's why I do what I do, to serve the people of Rhode Island.
What does Hillary, what should Hillary do about this enthusiasm gap that we've heard so much about?
Well, there is no enthusiasm gap here in Philly. I would say people are on fire for Hillary and ready for Hillary. And I think the more we hear from Donald Trump, and with each day, he shows us more and more how irresponsible he is and how unfit he is to be president. I think Hillary just needs to keep pounding home her message that she is ready to lead. She's by far the most experienced, and she actually cares. She's not doing this for herself. She's doing this out of love for country and service of people.
Are you concerned about polls showing a tight race for Hillary Clinton?
I am very concerned. Quite frankly, I'm also afraid for the country of what might happen if Donald Trump wins. So it just inspires me to work harder and do everything I can to get everybody out to get Hillary to become president.
What do you think she has to do to kind of change the dynamic right now?
You know, I think she just needs to stay on her path. Again, I think the convention has been terrific. It's crystal clear to me after listening to President Obama and Vice President Biden. Hillary's the choice. She is the person we need in the White House. And in contrast, watching Mr. Trump and the way he behaves and his irresponsible behavior toward Russia, we cannot have that be the leader of our country. I don't want that for my kids. I don't want my children to see Donald Trump in the White House. I want them to see someone there that they can admire and that they can trust. And we just have to, get that message out there.
You know, Bill Clinton championed NAFTA. Do you think that, you know, voters should be suspicious of Hillary because of that, or?
I think that's part of it. You know, for better or for worse, a lot of what her husband, President Clinton's track record gets attached to her. And, you know, that's a reality. But look, I mean, Hillary is a battle-tested fighter. She's understands what she's up against. She's incredibly bright and resilient. And I actually have no doubt she's going to pull it out. She will withstand this test and come out on top in November.
Why do you think Donald Trump did so well with Republicans in Rhode Island?
You know, I don't think anyone knows. I don't know. He is definitely running a campaign where he's playing into people's fears. And he seems to have had some success with that. I do think, though, the more he talks and the more he's out there, I hear it from people who were with him even a couple months ago. They're starting to question, is he really fit to be president? Is he making responsible choices? Is this the guy we want to be the commander-in-chief? I think over the coming months, you're going to see her gain strength and his support weaken.
So what do you hope to get out of the convention this week? What do you hope to come back to Rhode Island with?
You know, I've come out pretty inspired, you know, feeling more, you know, optimistic about our future. My personally, just recommitted to Rhode Island, just recommitted to work even harder to solve problems for the people of Rhode Island. I think you heard from President Clinton and from President Obama, change is hard, solving problems is hard, working with people you don't always agree with is hard, but we need real solutions to real problems because people are afraid and insecure. So I just feel fired up to do my job and help folks in Rhode Island.